No, I didn't either. Mm-mm. I liked twang him a couple times. But... Oh, if you had a wagon, what did you call a part that stuck out in front?
You mean it went between the horse, the tongue?
Uh-huh. What if you had a two-horse buggy?
Shaft.
Now.
Oh, two-horse buggy.
Yeah.
That's still a tongue.
Uh-huh. And one-horse buggy.
Shaft.
Uh-huh.
Then the horse go between the shafts, you see.
Uh-huh.
It's two of those, and the horse right between them. But in a buggy or a wagon either, that thing that stuck out, of course, you understand the purpose of that.
Yeah.
That was to guide the mm-hmm. the wagon or buggy, just same as a steering wheel.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you pull a horse's right or pull them left, mm-hmm. and they pull that tongue around, and your front wheels come around, and that's the way you went.
Oh, with the buggy, what did you use to pop if you wanted the horses to go faster?
Buggy whip.
Uh-huh. That was a mark of distinction, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
The better the whip, the...
Yes, sir. That's right.
It's like hubcaps on cars.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
If you wanted somebody to get the horses ready and attach them to the tongue, what would you tell them to do?
Oh, that was a matter of harnessing the horses. Well, let's see. Of course, they had to... Aside from harnessing them and hitching them up,
mm-hmm.
we'd call it hitching them, you know.
That would be it.
That's
harness
it.
Them and then hitch them.
And hitch them. See, you had to hitch them back here at the double trees.
Uh-huh.
Across that tongue, right in front of the buggy or the wagon, either was the double tree and then the single trees.
Uh-huh.
The double tree was, and then on either end of that double tree was a single tree with each one of those uh-huh. horses then was hitched.
Uh-huh.
The harness was hitched to that single tree.
Uh-huh.
Sure. That was the case in all vehicles,
mm-hmm.
tongue, double tree, and the single trees.
Mm-hmm.
And then the out in front, between the horses, to hold that tongue up was the breast yoke.
Oh, now where did this fit? Did this fit over their shoulders?
No.
Or hooked onto their harness?
Hooked onto their harness.
Yeah.
You see, to harness a horse, the first thing you do, put a collar on him,
uh-huh.
a leather collar.
Uh-huh.
And then you put the harness on, which had hames.
Uh-huh.
They call them hames. That was the main part of the harness.
Uh-huh.
Well, from this hame, there was rings and chains.
Uh-huh.
And this chain went right down, and he'd hold up his end to the breast yoke. His horse wasn't just over here, the other one.
Uh-huh.
That's the only way they had of holding that tongue up.
Uh-huh. On your wagon wheel, what did you do when it got to squeaking?
Grease it. Just a common old axle grease.
How'd you do that?
And every wagon had what they call a wagon wrench. That of course is goes down to hold that double tree
uh-huh.
to the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that made it handy. You had to have something to hold that.
Uh-huh.
Well, that made a handy place to carry the wagon wrench.
Mm-hmm.
When you pull that out, that wrench would exactly fit the nuts
mm-hmm.
on the axles.
Mm-hmm.
That's where your wheels were.
Mm-hmm.
You simply took that wrench and screwed those big nuts off.
Mm-hmm.
Pull the wheel off, smear your active grease on there, and put her back
mm-hmm.
and screw her back up and put your wagon wrench back in your double tree.
Away you go.
You's gone.
Huh.
The squeaking stopped.
Huh.
And if you didn't do that, you'd wear your axles out.
You'd burn them up, didn't you?
Oh, you'd burn them up and wear grooves in them. And
uh-huh.
You see, those axles are steel,
uh-huh.
rather thin over a wood axle.
Uh-huh.
If you didn't grease that, you'd soon wear that steel through the wood.
Uh-huh.
You ruined your wagon then.
Uh-huh.
Or your buggy either. Same thing.
What did you call the outside steel part on the wheel?
Oh, that's the I don't know just exactly what you let's see, the outside, yeah. Let's see, I know as well as I know anything. It just don't come to me right now. Do you remember what we call it?
Well, some people call them tires, some people call them rims.
Rims. No, the rim and tires were different.
Uh-huh.
The rim was the wooden part.
Uh-huh.
You see, in every wagon wheel, you had the spokes, the hub,